أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة مثله. We read this ayat yesterday and the connection from the beginning that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us this first command, and that is to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the first prohibition came in the Quran Sharif, and that is to not associate any partners with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now that was with regard to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and then the truthfulness of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Allah proves that by the Quran Sharif. The greatest miracle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the Quran Sharif, and it's a standing miracle till the day of Qiyamah. And till the day of Qiyamah, this is proof that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the Rasul of Allah. The Quran proves that. And as yet, Allah Ta'ala challenges the whole world that bring something like the Quran Sharif if you think it is not the true word of Allah. And in other words, it proves at the same time the Risalat, the prophethood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And from another aspect, that we Allah commanded us to worship Him. Now how to worship Him? We could never have fathomed that with our own minds. That what must we do to please Allah Ta'ala? So Allah revealed the Quran Sharif, and in there Allah spelled it out in details. What is the worship of Allah? What are the things that we should stay away from to please Allah Ta'ala? And what are the things that we should do? With regard then to the ayat itself, Allah says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ, and if you were in doubt. According to Arabic language, that if a thing that is sure and definite, the word إِذَا is used. So yeah, if these people really had a doubt, it should have been وَإِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ, that if you were really in a doubt. And the word in is used for doubt. That is, that possibly, it may be. So yeah, Allah used the word that if possibly you could be in doubt. In other words, we are doubting that you could be in doubt with regard to the Quran Sharif. That the Quran Sharif is such a kitab that there can't be any doubt. It is like 12 o'clock in the day when there isn't a cloud in the sky. And a person says, the sun is not out. The sun is not shining. We say it's impossible. How can you say that? Like that, how could you people have doubts in the Quran Sharif? The Quran Sharif is kalam-e-mu'jiz. It's a miraculous kalam. It makes a person who has looked at the Quran Sharif objectively, he just has to accept this is not human made. This is from Allah. It is beyond mankind. And the subject matter, the teachings of the Quran, what sublime character it teaches, what great tawheed and oneness of Allah it teaches, takes a person away from all Satanism, from all atheism, from everything. How could you people have a doubt? It can't be that you have a doubt. Or that if you have a doubt, it is just superficially you are saying you have got a doubt. In your heart you must be believing. The Quran is such a kitab that nobody can deny. So the word in has got a lot of meaning in this context there. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ. Raybin, yeah, it comes with tanween. That means this doubt you got is not really any doubt. It's not something that you could doubt about. How could you really doubt about it? And if you are doubting in the Quran Sharif, then there is no question of believing in the Torah and Injil, which were the kitabs that were revealed before. And the Ved, the kitab of the Hindus, there is no question of believing. It has got no substance in it. It has got no real meaning in it. The Quran Sharif is that kitab that a person that has got real subject matter. And if a person doesn't believe in the sun when it is out at 12 o'clock, when there isn't a cloud in the sky, then where is he going to believe in the stars and the moon, which cannot be seen at that time? So if a person does not believe in the Quran Sharif, then the true kitabs which Allah revealed, Torah, Injil, in their original form and in their time, where will a person believe in them? So this is an absolute kitab that Allah Ta'ala has sent. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ. The word Allah is used to encompass everything. That is, this wahi, مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا. Also the word nazzalna, that it is not anzalna, that we didn't send the Quran Sharif one time down. The whole Quran that it came down at one time, no. Nazzalna, piecemeal we send it. As the occasion arose, we send this. And that was also, it was much more better, easier to remember the Quran Sharif, to practice upon it bit by bit. But these people, the kuffar of Makkah, had an objection to that also. That why wasn't the Quran Sharif given at one time like the Torah and the Injil? Why did it come down piecemeal, little by little? But there is great, great wisdom, part of which we had explained. So Allah says that this wahi that came, Allah, it had encompassed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The barakat of wahi, the anwarat of wahi, were all the time on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever he was, in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif. And we are blessed with this kitab, and we can get that anwarat in our lives, in our homes, in our masjid, in our businesses, in our cars, if we will read the Quran Sharif everywhere. If we will relate and associate with the Quran Sharif, read it, practice upon it, learn it, teach it, let it become part of our lives, all that great, great blessings of the Quran Sharif, we will also be blessed with it. Ala abdina, on our banda. When Allah said our banda, this has got great meaning also. Like somebody tells you that I am your husband, I am your wife, I am yours. That has got great meaning. Allah says, our slave, our banda. So it shows that the close relationship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah loves him and he says he is mine. For Allah to say so and so is mine, there can't be anything more greater than that. And at the same time, the word abd is used. Not only abdina, our slave, but abd, that is the one who is 100% obedient to Allah Ta'ala. For Allah to declare that somebody is my 100% obedient slave, there can't be a greater thing for a person in the world. Allah presents this for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is ours, and he is our obedient servant in happiness and in sadness, in poverty and in riches. At all times, under all circumstances, he has proved himself that he is our servant. So Allah says, if you are in doubt of this, then fa'atu bisuratin, bring a surat like this. And there is great detail with this also, which inshallah we will discuss. The Quran Sharif is a great kitab Allah has given us. Allah make it that we relate to it, at least minimum for us, that we make tilawat, we recite Quran Sharif on a daily basis. If we can, one supara a day, otherwise at least quarter supara a day, we should be reading of the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us tawfiq.